Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this is so exciting. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Sfas Emes. This shiur should be a special schus for Nesia Tamar, Bas Elisheva Tova, Lebracha V'Hatzlacha, B'chol Maaseh Yodea. The Medrash cites the Pasuk in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Memches, Os Aleph, which means that after I pierced myself, meaning the Medrash understands, after I had the bris milah from my flesh, I saw God. In other words, Avraham Avinu was saying, says the Medrash, that when was he zocheh to this tremendous galus of vayeroi love Hashem? Only after the bris milah. The end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu has the bris milah. The beginning of Vayera, Avraham Avinu is zochet to the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. So in the year Tafresh Nuntes, says Rabbeinu the Sfas Emes, Ki ze'ikra avoydus ha'odam lezakei haguf, that is the primary service of a person to purify his body. U'mipsara ha'echazem, it has to be from your flesh. Ve'ovaz nizdakhu kol kach, their avos were so pure, they became so purified that they became a merkava. A merkava is a chariot. The chariot is that wherever the person riding the chariot wants to go, that's where the chariot goes. The avos were a chariot for the Shekhinah. Wherever the Shekhinah wanted to go, they went along. Gam begufan, also in their bodies. Their bodies became a merkava l'Shekhinah, a chariot for the Shekhinah. V'lechem, hagam shemikodem, even though already before Avram Avinu had, we saw in Parshas Lech Lecha already, God had appeared to him. But now it was an Ander Zach, it was something completely different. Yes, back then Avram Avinu saw God, Avram Avinu saw God in the spirit, with his spirit, but now through his flesh Avram Avinu was able to see Hashem. What does it mean? What does it matter? He's standing, he's sitting, he's kneeling, he's bowing, he's, what does it matter? He was sitting. He didn't have to change. He didn't have to change. He was zocha in his body. He didn't have to have any espashas agashmis. In his body, he was zocha to the vayerei love. V'chein b'chol yish Yisrael, and so to every Jewish person. Ade amila yicholun zake chaguf. Through the mila, one can purify his body. V'chein b'chol ha-mitzvahs k'mo shemru chazal, and so too in all the mitzvahs, like the rabbis teach us, Ratzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakas es Yisrael, l'fikach hirbalem Torah mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. L'zakas also comes from the word zach, pure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to purify the Jewish people. Therefore, he increased for them, he made for them many Torah and mitzvahs. Aval mila hi klal kol ha-mitzvahs. But mila is that one all-encompassing mitzvah. Very important. And that's what it says in Tvarim, Mi yale lanu ha-shamayim, who can go up to the heavens for us? Heavens, Shamayim is Sham, what's out there, what's beyond this world. Rashi Tevis of Mi yale lanu ha-shamayim is Mila. Mila gets you to the Shamayim. Ki ruach b'nei adam ola l'mala, it says in Koheles 3:21. Avalidea gamaguf, because it says the spirit of man goes above, goes high, but through Mila, you can also elevate the body. Kinyan shenemar be'Eliyahu malach habris, like it says about Eliyahu, the angel of the bris. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Chof Tes, Zohar Kodesh, Parshas Lech Lecha, Tzadik Gimel, Amud Aleph. That Eliyahu is the malach habris, and we invite him to every bris, as we know. Vayal Eliyahu b'seara hashemayim. Eliyahu went up in a storm to the heavens. That's Mi'a Lelan Rashamaimah, that's Eliyahu, the Malach HaBris, who goes up in a storm to the heavens. Bris takes you up high. V'ze'ikr Yigiyasad, and that's the primary toil of man. Moshisa, like it says, Basar Nisyageya B'Yira, like it says in the Reishis Chachma, Shar HaYira, that the flesh toils in fear. You have to make sure that your flesh should fear God. Mipsarai Echazeh Eloka, Al yidei bitul habasar, bring vatul your bus, your flesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can see him, k'mo shu b'mila, shemachaser b'sar l'shem shem. What are you doing in bris mila? You are diminishing your flesh, l'shem shamayim, where they're doing it for you, v'al-yedei zeh zochel l'taken gam haguf. So that's a tikkun. Bris milah is a tikkun for the guf. That fixes your body. V'amefarshim pirshu, and the mefarshim explain. Look in the mitzudas there. Ki ayisi roa lokai masig osu b'davar ev shiyosi mashini roa masig b'sari. That I saw God, and I was able to perceive Him as much as possible, more than I perceive my flesh. Umipsari echaze alokai, says Rabbeinu, Shamar Yov, Yosir mibisari echaze alokai. More than my flesh, umibisari, more than my flesh, I see Hashem. Shekol estakul shelo alokai salo alokus. All of his looking was for godliness. Yosir mimashim estakul al bisaro, shken sarach lios ikar, Rayon Adam Tomer al Nefesh Yosemi Aleguf, that a person has to know that he doesn't just have a soul, he is a soul, he has a body. So your primary perspective must be through the prism of your soul, and therefore more than his basar, he saw Elokai, v'zeh choysim ha-mila b'guf Adam, and that's the stamp of Bris Milah in the body of man. Every Jewish man has two signs, Mila v'Shabbos, circumcision and Shabbos, Mila v'Tfilin, or during the week, Mila and Tfilin, Tekunei Zohar, Kedama Beis Aleph, V'nei Shabbos v'Tfilin, Ema Aros, Asher Chofafim ala Adam, Shabbos and Tfilin, this is already Kabbalah, everything in this Fasim is Kabbalah. Shabbos and Tfilin are lights that hover, I like that word, hover over a person. B'Shabbos Neshama Yisera, Shabbos is that extra soul that we get. V'chein Adei HaTfilin Zochel Aura Min HaNeshama. And so too through Tfilin, you get Aura from the Neshama, you get this life from the Neshama. Likun Lechel Chatov Reish Mem Zayin, Dibur HaMaschil B'Parshas. Aval Brismila Hu Kavua B'Guf HaAdam L'Oilam. Brismila is just not just a light that hovers over man like Shabbos and Tfilin, but it's part of man. Lios mipsari echeze. Gorgeous. Ah, what a shtickle Torah. What a mimer. So that is, from my flesh I see Hashem. It says in the Medrash and Breishis Rabbah, we're continuing in Tafresh Nantes. Breishis Rabbah, Memchas Aleph, Atitin Lima Gen Yeshecha, Pasuk in Tehillim 1836. 54? 72? Sorry. So, you give me the shield of your salvation. Ze Avraham. This is Abraham. Also in the Yalkut, at the beginning of Parshas Vayeirah, Remez Pei Beis, Vatitin Lim Again Yeshecha, Ze Avraham, Anochi Magen Lach, I will be your shield. Same idea in the Medrash. Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizer Moishio Magen. God saves. God helps. God saves and God shields. Avol Masa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zakoch LaAvraham Avinu. But God gave this koch to Abraham, our father, all of Hashalom. Lios Hu Amagin, that he should be the shield. Because Hashakosev Amar Nochi Magin Lachaim, your shield. Lachen Yakoch LaAvraham Avinu LaHatzil Hagin Ala Kol Ador. God was Abraham's shield, and Abraham became our shield. Zeshi Isa Lachana Sati Meginim Shel Tzadikim, and that's what it says in the Medrash. I gave you shields of tzaddikim. Vashteit medrash. What does it say? Avram hirer. Avram thought. Amar lefanav Hakadosh Baruch Hu bano olamim. Amar lefanav Hakadosh Baruch Hu bano olam karz karata brisim Noach. Shein chamachal ezbarav madiv zigalti mitzvah ma'isim toiv miyosim imenu. V'dochsa brisi levriso. Tomar she'ach acher oy meiru misagol mitzvah ma'isim toiv miyosim imeni. V'titcha brisa lebrisi. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Minoach lo amati meginim shel tzadikim, v'al muchani ma'amid meginim shel tzadikim. So God said to Hashem, listen, you made a bris with Noach that you're not going to destroy his children. I did more mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim than Noach, and my bris, my covenant, overrided, superseded the covenant of Noach. Maybe somebody's going to do more mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim than me, and then his bris is going to override my bris. And then God said to him, no, Noach, I didn't have any meginim of tzaddikim, I didn't have any shields of tzaddikim. But from you, Abraham, I have meginim, Shel Tzadikim, so Avram is the Magen, together with the Tzadikim. Okay, beautiful. So we have obviously loads more to do, but I have been asked to try to keep Shiurim short. Sometimes I do, although very rarely. Usually I don't. This is one of those times. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mo tafasta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezakas to learn more of this Vasemes and many other things that we are planning to learn. B'siyata d'shmaya, mishvizocha lilmod ulamid lishma v'las l'kaim is called the very salam to us that we have. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.